Hi there, my name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes, we're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because relatable.
Relatable.
We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh yeah.
That's my plan. My plan is to win this event through
murder.
Staged murder.
Greetings and welcome to the 58th episode of the second season of Law and Disorder. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here is a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
The city of Umthalas is destroyed, and our marshals have traversed the ruins, avoiding enemies old and new, known and unknown, to arrive at their final destination, the bathhouse. Here they hope to find Odette Longshank, the so-called hero of Umthalas, and they hope to grant her the power to protect them from the powers congregated against them. They have managed to find entrance, but what will Odette Longshank have to say about the situation above ground? Let's join them now in Umthalas.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you would like to help the podcast out, it is as easy as giving us a rating and a review on your podcatcher of choice. That helps get us into the algorithms and gets us pushed out there. If you have some extra money to throw our way, we would not say no. And patreon.com/Law and Disorder podcast is where you can do that. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. With me at the table tonight to play the game are...
Nick playing Black Patty.
Miranda playing Gwen.
Isaac playing Melina.
Sebastian playing James.
Jack playing Dashbold.
What happened last time, everyone?
Party time.
I don't know. I'm not even... Woo! Yeah.
I failed. Last time I did it, I was the only one that succeeded.
I will say,
just as a character,
all of you succeeded in getting into the bathhouse with Mamma Mina.
Mm.
You succeeded the skill challenge.
Mm.
So congratulations.
What was the DC on that one again?
19.
Very good job, team.
Cool. Yeah.
Surprisingly good job.
For us,
now
yeah.
It's going to increase to 22.
Yep.
No one died.
And you are ushered into the bath as before. But this time, only Dashbold and Black Patty pass the charisma save to observe the party on the top of the hill in this rather utopic golden fields, golden sky, and a marquee on top of a hill where a whole bunch of people are having a party. Your friends are there and they are kind of just grinning beatifically and they start walking up the hill towards the party.
Hey, do they look kind of...
They're clearly not in control
of
their own actions.
To you.
But they don't seem worried about it.
Hey, James.
What up, buddy?
Mm. Hey, Miranda. I mean, hey, Gwen. Fuck, who's that?
What?
Yeah, they're gone. Oh, guess we just proceed.
Up the hill, I guess.
Yeah, let's go say hi.
Yeah, we got up the hill.
Excellent. As you approach the hill, you see... out of the crowd underneath the marquee, Mamma Mina approaching with a very tall dwarf woman, rather hard to place her age, somewhere between 30 and 60, very bronzed, incredibly muscular, and she is carrying a golden chained meteor hammer. Now as she gets closer, you realize that this is Odette Longshank, and that this meteor hammer must be the Heart of Tyr. And she says, hello.
Hi, Odette.
You brought my friend back.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. So what can we do to help you escape and do what you need to do? Thwarting evil and all that.
Thwarting evil. Well, I've spoken to Melina before. Should she be?
Yeah, everyone should be, you know, cognizant.
Okay. And she looks at Mamma Mina. Mamma Mina looks around and just goes, just touches each of you on the arm, and you kind of wake up.
Hey, guys.
You remember feeling very happy and you see all of this happening, but it wasn't concerning. You weren't really thinking about it. But now that you're here, Odette Longshank standing in front of you.
We did it.
Good work.
Mission accomplished.
Drinks?
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Hello again.
Yes, hello.
There is a war going on outside this.
Oh, yes. Mamma Mina's told me.
Then perhaps time is of the essence.
And as you say that, a giant crash and the sky turns rainbow and cracks appear across it, and then they slowly heal up. And she's like, time goes faster here. So it is fine. Drinks.
Yes.
And she turns and walks up the hill.
We've all seen Interstellar. Just go with it. I go with them.
Have we all seen Interstellar?
James has.
What's Interstellar?
3 out of 5. That's what it is.
All right, and
time goes faster.
Yeah. So everything outside is traveling slower than what it is in here.
So if a week passes inside, it might be a day outside or whatever the scale is.
Oh, my God. It's a hyperbolic time chamber, guys.
I know, right?
Let's start fucking train.
We just all do push-ups.
We all just like rip off our shirts. We get ripped. We're just like fucking doing push-ups and punching each other for the next 10 years.
We definitely need the time differential to see if that's worth it. It could be like a second to a minute, which is actually that's pretty good too, isn't it?
Yep. All right. We do that. We train.
All right.
We get wheel of beards.
We're all Rocky style.
I assume you're following her up the hill. And
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. She gives you each a drink.
What is it, by the way?
Just ale. Good ale. Oh, good ale.
Oh, definitely like wine or anything?
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
It's
God.
Wine now.
Ale is made from...
Do you have any Faultnoster brandy?
Ale is made from gluten.
Faultnoster brandy.
Didn't we look this up?
I have brandy. Like...
Maybe.
So... what are you going to do now?
Well, the question is, what are you going to do now that you have an exit?
Well, I'm going to go fight. That's what I've got to do.
Cool.
It's my destiny.
Mm. How
can
we help?
What can we do to help?
Yeah.
And do you think you're going to win?
Of course he's going to win.
Doesn't matter if I win or not. I don't have a choice.
Is it safe to assume you're fully aware of the situation out there? Or
yeah, there's some giants, there's some dragons, there's a candy castle walking towards... here, and then there's the big titans that I've been fighting. Mamma Mina kind of caught me up at all before you got here. So yeah, I'm really just interested in what side you're going to pick.
Which side?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fully invested in your side.
Old gods.
Fully invested in your side, yep.
Wait, what is your
all the way.
Side? I thought we kind of made an assumption by being here to get you, but...
Yep. Hey, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm bound to the old gods. I don't have a choice. I exit this place, I fight. The end. You don't necessarily have to.
I feel like if we...
Right, you haven't made pacts with gods. You haven't... You're not a secret demigods.
Well, might be deep secret.
So. Not to my knowledge.
Maybe one day.
I'm sworn to Tyr, but...
Sworn to Tyr. From Rialto, aren't you?
A long time ago.
Hmm. You are noble or are...
Hardly.
I see.
I feel like if we were going to go against the gods at this point, we probably wouldn't have brought Mamma Mina here to rescue you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to go against
the
gods.
That's fine. I don't mind. I'm honestly just making conversation because... One way or another, I'm probably not going to get to talk to anyone for a long time. So, I guess my question is, if I die, are you going to make a play for the Godhead?
Wait, to take it out? The Godhead?
Yeah. Whoever owns this. the meteor hammer, she kind of just like lofts up into the air and just like a basketball.
The heart of Tyr.
I mean, I suppose yeah. Gwen could.
Wait, is it a head or a heart? I'm so confused.
It's about 40 centimeters in diameter, made of dark red stone, banded about with gold and brass bands, attached to a golden chain, which she kind of has wrapped around her shoulder. It looks a lot heavier than what she's making it look.
If you were to fall, I think we need to try and get rid of that thing because we can't let them get a hold of it. I thought that was... Is that not the idea? We need to keep that away from...
Are you asking who's going to pick up the slack if you die?
No, I'm saying whoever has this gets to become a god. And are any of you interested in doing that?
No.
Couldn't pass harder than I'm passing right now.
No, I'm sort of going with the fae, but, you know, if I have to, sure. I'll try anything.
I'm open to the idea.
Yeah, she laughs at that. It's like, well, interesting, because the giants are going for the godhead and the dragons, again, going for the godhead. Obviously, the big building people, they're interested in it as well, but they serve another party. So just kind of wanted to get the lay of the land.
Well, that's not really important right now.
Is it
no.
not important?
It could be very important.
Keeping you alive is what's important right now.
But if we can't do that, we need to know what to do.
Get rid of it.
Well,
how?
That does raise an interesting point. If they need it so badly, why don't you destroy it?
Why don't I destroy it?
Especially he's bound.
Why don't I destroy an indestructible part of a god?
I feel like you've just answered the question for yourself, but please continue.
I think it's because it's an indestructible part of a god. Also, if I did that...
That's so sassy.
If I did that, then I guess like most of the universe would crumble. Is that like...
Don't they need it to win?
The universe? Yeah.
No, the other guys.
Yeah, but they're not destroying it. They just want
to
use it.
That's
for
what I'm saying. If there were a way to get rid of it then so they couldn't use it, wouldn't that be helpful?
If this goes away, then one of the pillars of reality is destroyed.
Oh, that doesn't
that
sound good.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm not in this little bubble that my dad has been so kind to conjure for me, I'm kind of like these people. I just do what he wants me to do. I don't get much of a say in my actions. And I think the Rialtans have a word for that, don't they, Quinn?
I'm sure they do.
The word slavery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
So Tyr wants this not to be with anyone except Saloon. Saloon's dead. But her godhead is up for grabs. And that's this. Whoever reunites the moon with this here becomes a god.
All I'm getting here is that everyone hates their boss. It goes all the way up to the top and all the way down.
We heard there's
it?
A bad guy in the moon, didn't we?
Oh, sure. She's as bad as anyone else.
So she wants the godhead.
Yeah.
She's
like everyone who's coming for it.
But she's like fully aspected to the moon. So
she just lives there.
Be Saloon again.
Saloon's dead.
I mean, take the mantle and do whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Or a dragon. Or a giant.
So in the event that you fall, it will be up to one of us to protect it the way you protected it until now.
I mean, you're sworn to Tyr. That's what Tyr would want.
Unfortunately, the actual paladins of Tyr seem to be a little off their game just at the moment.
Right.
The knights of Tyr themselves. I couldn't take it there for protection.
At this, you see a little look pass between Mamma Mina and Odette. And she kind of raises her eyebrows and goes, oh, that's unfortunate.
Isn't it just?
That's zealotry for you.
Well, is there much more waiting or we're going to start this party?
Yeah.
I'll take the heart if you fall.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
I mean,
You only
it's not just a matter of me putting it on a silver platter after I'm dead and it appearing in front of you. If I fall, there's going to be people going for it.
Yeah,
and like it sounds like there's a few factions that are going to have vested interest. If I live and I destroy literally everyone else in this city, well,
that doesn't sound
then Tia gets it, doesn't he?
Well, that's fine too.
And the world is built in his image because now he's double god.
Okay, and his image is pretty crazy right now, let's be fair.
Isn't it already his?
No. Saloon gave this to Tia to stop anyone else claiming her godhead without opposition. Tia gave it to me because, well, I'm just pretty good.
So, and humble.
I mean, I'm gonna take down most of what's out there, probably.
I hope so, for you are indeed the hero of Unthalas.
Apparently, if you hit one of the power centers of the Titans, they explode and destroy everything in the city, which is our plan B.
Yeah, Mama Mina told me that. I mean, are you encouraging the destruction of the city?
No, I mean, you were just asking what our plays would be if something was to happen.
I think we're encouraging saving everything.
Well, that's just not...
What if you helped us get into one of the Titans and we took it over? Then you'd have a big, big guy on your side, as well as your already strong self.
A mech fight would be cool.
That's not my job. I don't get to choose what I do. Like, you can make a deal with me right now.
Oh, okay.
But when I'm not in this rainbow bubble, and at that point you hear another giant crash on the atmosphere and cracks spread.
Gotta do what you're gonna do.
Again.
Yep.
I don't choose what I do because I'm Tears.
He can get to you through the barrier, though? I thought all the gods are blocked from interfering.
Well, this was here before the gods were interfered with, and Tear put a lot of power into it.
Okay.
But it's going to break. Like, you can see it. It's going to break.
We should juice it up and expand this area.
Dispel.
Oh, are you a god? Can you do that?
I said we. I meant like as
any
a
of you gods.
I mean, if we roll that 20,
it'd be really handy.
High enough, and then
I did take down a giant force field.
So what you're saying is, our options are: A, you go out there and fight, you kill literally everything in the city, and then you win, and then, or B,
well,
you die, everyone in the city is going to come claim this godhead.
Yes. Best case scenario for Tia, I go out there, do my thing, swing it about, everyone who's coming for it dies. I take it to the moon, kill whoever's there, and then for Tia, I claim Saloon's power, and then Tia remakes the world in his image.
Both of those options are not acceptable.
How, in general, and maybe I already know this, Zane, but Tia is not one of the worst gods from memory, right? Isn't he a good one?
He's a good god.
Like, out of all the gods that could potentially remake everything in their image.
Rather militant.
Oh, I thought, well, Bahamut's more militant on the same scale. That's why I wasn't sure.
I mean, he's not a bad guy. If you don't, if you don't mind being a slave, right?
I do mind being a slave, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent a while here going on maybe a few hundred years now. So I've thought it over a little bit, and maybe I would have chosen not this if I was given any choice.
We can't give it to him. We can't get it to anyone. We can't get rid of it.
I mean, there is a reason why he didn't take it in the first place.
Can't hide it.
I mean, I'm having this conversation with you people as your reward for bringing Mama Mina to me and basically giving me a choice in...
Speaking of which, what would be your choice?
I'm not sure I wouldn't choose the godhead.
No, that's fair.
Is there a none of the above here?
I mean...
What was your plan before?
Take the heart, keep it from literally anyone who knows what it is for the rest of existence, including the gods.
Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Oh, it is easy if you're literally a god.
Well, we should go get that godhead.
Rush out of gods.
So, my question to you was, what side do you pick? Do you pick the gods? Do you pick someone else? Or do you pick the Lady in the Moon and her plan?
If you had to fight any of those three parties, who would you want to fight? Not because it's more fun, because it would be easier.
Which is the easiest fight?
Yeah. Because we should back the easiest fight if every option sucks, because at least we have the most chance of being able to undo it afterwards.
The easiest fight? That there isn't one. There's not an easy fight here. You're dealing with infinite powers.
Well, you give it to the old gods and everything existence is undone. We give it to these new gods and they get to do their own way. We give it to someone else and it's a complete wild card. Give it to Paddy, I'm sure there'll just be ale instead of water throughout the entire world.
You guys, it would just be paradise. Paradise. Rum.
I mean, ocean would be rum. And you don't get to make a choice. That's something that might happen.
I don't wish you ill, but somewhat leaning towards your untimely demise.
I mean, by looking at you, I'm not surprised.
Ooh.
Because I'm pretty sure that you don't want Tyr to remake the world in his image.
Absolutely not.
What's with his hand being a Tyr hand?
Are you asking me as a DM or me as a...
Oh, just a person that's highly invested in Tyr, you know, the Odette.
I mean, I assume that's a punishment.
Well, yes.
So I guess that just reinforces my whole... Tyr probably isn't the best option for you.
No.
All right, let's break this down and find the course of the least resistance here. Let's just find that nice little path there. Old mate that we've been trying to stop for a while now, let's say they get in possession of this. They then re-sculpt everything for what we've been trying to stop and recreate this, well, they're going to refer to it as a little utopia, but we currently disagree with that. Bad.
What is their plan? What do they plan to change?
They want to get rid of death.
And birth.
Now, I hate people dying as much as the next person, but it's a natural part of things. Alternatively, while I don't mind, I would love to keep things status quo as they are, but apparently Tyr is going to go full renegade and it's going to go absolutely crazy. Also, not crazy ideal, but it feels like under Tyr there'll be less wriggle room to be able to change things.
Yeah.
What was the third option, or was it just those two?
Third option, somebody else takes it.
Somebody else. Now, I could vote for somebody else.
Are you suggesting yourself?
Oh, no.
Well, hang on. Let's float the idea that one of us takes it.
Patrick. And becomes a god.
Who's someone we trust? Is there anyone that we've met that is so good that we could trust them with that? To keep things in a way that we could all agree would be safest.
You could trust me, guys.
I think Metawise, he died not too long ago.
Is there another god that we could potentially get this to that would make things in a better image?
We don't want them to remake anything. What we want to do is take this power and lock it away.
Well, then
forever.
Okay, so if we could permanently remove this undestroyable object, then we would, but that's being taken off the table.
No, it's not.
We can hide it.
A god could do it.
But we need to find a god that could do it without taking it and running things themselves.
See, that's Gwen. The thing. You want to find a god that doesn't want more power?
No, what you want to do is find...
And gods kind of want more power.
So what's...
I became a god and then used my god powers to destroy it, what happens then?
Well, by using it to become a god, I assume it would become a part of you. So you would then have your say as part of the godhead as to how the world is remade. But you would have to negotiate with all the other gods because you're a new god.
Let's look at the existing gods for a second. Is there any one of those by nature that would be trustworthy in this sense?
No.
Is there a very passive god, a very neutral god, somebody who would be so ambivalent when it comes to any changes?
Oh, god of naps, perhaps.
The god of naps.
God of naps and kittens?
Everyone falls asleep.
Is that what we're after? Because I've met a few gods and they're all not so much about naps and kittens as smiting
If we were to give this to one of ourselves and that person would then go off into whatever ether there is to never return. Never give the gods a chance to remake anything. Never give these new gods a chance to make their new reality, even though they'd be exiled forevermore. That is the best option we have. Every other option destroys everything.
Yep. I agree. The problem is finding a person. Like, Patty, I love you to bits, mate, but there's a reason I don't want it and the reason you shouldn't have it. The world is a pretty shitty place without us two controlling it.
I wouldn't change much.
It's just more water.
Changing anything is the problem here.
I think we can all agree Gwen would be a good choice. In fact, I think the fact she doesn't want to do it makes her an even better candidate.
Could I use my
You can protect all your children.
To bring back Pons?
Yeah, sure.
Totes. You're a god. Gods have power over life and death.
Yep.
That's why the Lady in the Moon wants to stop it, to cut off the gods' powers so that people don't suffer for the sake of the gods getting more power.
Even if you bring him back, you have to realize that you have to be gone forever.
It's fine. I mean, she's...
Giant crash, ceiling shatters, starts healing again.
If you wish to do this, that is your choice.
I mean,
I have nothing.
As an aside, how many characters can you play at once?
I DM. Like, I can play as many characters as I need
to. Play Pons? Is this?
What if we Willy Wonka'd it and found a kid? Somebody without any massive
Deffle?
Not Deffle. He's too wounded.
I have two of those.
He's too wounded. He would destroy me.
He'll come after me so fast.
The problem with the kid is they need to have the cognitive ability to understand that they have to go away forever.
Well, maybe they wouldn't have to go away.
No, they have to. They cannot pick sides. That's the thing. This needs to be a stalemate.
To be fair, we'd have to find a candidate in the middle of a godly melee. So whatever kills Odette, we have to fight to get the thing.
That's not the issue
but
right now.
But this is only an issue if Odette dies. If she doesn't die...
That's very
die,
true.
Is that worse
world
issue?
Remade in no. the image of Tyr.
Excuse me, Odette.
Mm.
Do you have any old injuries or weaknesses, allergies that you're aware of?
Don't answer that question.
Well, look, I've got
don't
a bit of a...
Don't answer the
sore
question.
Sore shoulder, but, you know, where a dragon bit me and threw me to the ground, but...
Dashboard.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years ago now.
Dashbolt.
Yeah?
Would you be willing to take on that responsibility?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sure the Lady of the North would love it.
No. Actually, there's a good reason why you can't do it.
And you.
No.
You're also a warlock.
Yeah, none of you tainted bitches.
But I'd totally do it. I mean,
I
if I had the chance.
I don't want the Lady of the North win getting a hold of this thing because, you know.
I mean,
from what Mama Mina tells me, Fae Patron... Some sort of celestial patron.
I'm not sure.
Some sort of cop out.
Sworn to Tyr, demon in head, and evil.
It's a book. But yes, point given.
Demon book.
Demon book, yeah.
I raise my glass.
Raises her glass. Cheers to the future,
I raise
you guys.
My glass as well. So how much time do we have to party?
What if we split the unbreakable weapon into
three
five
or four more punches?
Stones.
We'll probably break it.
Cool, let's party, guys.
Can we convert this into five Infinity Stones?
I will take the ring to Mordor.
No, you won't. You'll take the ring to zombie Pons is everywhere.
No, he just wants to.
I mean, you can wash your hands of this. You can go off and try and survive whatever transpires.
We can't survive this. We're mortals.
Well, you have an ally of Tyr, and if he remakes the world, perhaps he would take mercy on you.
From what I'm seeing is that we have no allies right now except ourselves.
I kind of like you.
Who have we met that's not a dick?
Odette.
Who's unequivocally... No, not Odette. She's out because of the
Tyr. Is this out of character or in character?
No, I'm saying it to the group. Who have we met? If we met anyone that we could trust with this outside of this group of us?
Okay, yeah.
Greta.
Yeah. Greta.
That Yuri guy, Greta's he seems like a Benny. Good guy from the stories.
Greta's not a bad pull. Yuri is dead. Super dead, though.
but dead.
Hang on,
but Greta's also tainted. She's old. She's angry. She's bitter. She broke up with Dashbolt. She's done with me.
Jesus
what about
Christ?
What about
Benny? Fine.
Benny's the one.
Nope. Not remaking that world.
She'll become a god.
Hang on.
Hello, everyone.
That's how the sun
the sky says. Or the sun.
Every
the sun
morning.
Rises.
Hello.
And then the moon comes up.
Hello.
Zane just met up.
Yeah.
Oathusk, who was he sworn to?
Oh, fuck.
Well, who
no was one. He
wasn't he hanging out with
the Wilderness Tree in France?
No, he has an oath. He was a knight of a Silver Order, which was a political organization. But after he brought the doppelgangers in, he was excommunicated. So he was just off by himself,
summoning dinosaurs.
I would say
Oathusk becomes a god.
He is a paladin. He already knows his duties.
What about Oathusk?
Oathusk cut my helm off. He's out. What Beater.
Oathusk's little dragon kid.
Dinosaurs dragon. Everywhere.
I think it'd be fun.
None okay. of this is an issue. You know what? If we just let Odette live.
Very true.
I did say, if she lives, is a problem too.
That's one of the worst.
Only if you don't like Tia. And
you Tia, can't... who enforces slavery. Yeah, pretty. No, not happy with that. I did say.
Well, any of the gods will do that. Like, if you're a god. You'll do that because you can, and it doesn't matter.
What that's why you need more of them to balance each other out.
No, because mortals die.
There's already too many of them.
What about Sylvanas? I know we said no Fae, but we don't like the Lady of the North Wind, for example. But what if we go a step higher? That's not the worst thing, right? Like everyone likes trees.
Once again,
a lot more trees. Hey, life will be different, but it might not be worse.
Once again, the problem is letting anyone remake anything.
Stick with the devil.
It's going to get remade regardless. No, why don't we just push it in a nice direction?
If you found someone like, I'm still saying Oathusk, who would take this away.
He's a jerk.
If there is a person that you trust and you don't want anything to change, you have to trust that person to take the token, the heart, reunite it with the moon, and then... not change anything.
Which means we'd have to destroy all the enemies here.
And all the enemies that would chase you, all the enemies on the moon.
Yeah. And if
the Lady in the Moon is quite fortified.
So in the short term, we're helping Odette.
We could always get the weapon without using it, right? It's not like we touched it, it's game over, someone's got it, right? We could physically, if you were to fall and we were to pick it up, we would have to commit to something with it before anything took action.
We'd need to take it to the moon.
But I mean, like, once we've got it in our hands, it doesn't effectively mean that person is now a god or whatever. Like, they can take it and not use it, right?
No, it's the act of reuniting it with the corpse of Saloon.
Okay, so we can sort this about later then, as long as we take it up. Then we can just...
We still need to keep it away from everyone.
That's right.
Forevermore.
I can teleport pretty fast, so I can dash roll.
Just
500 feet.
I don't want it
forever.
For like five rounds, that's like a mile.
You'd need to send this beyond the reach of the gods.
What if you just got the godhead and used the god powers to jump up there?
Yeah, a bit over, I think.
But we could all do it. I'm saying we wouldn't have to commit to the answer as long as we kept playing keep away.
Either we give this to a god to take away, one of ourselves or someone we trust, or
we just sell it.
We take it ourselves.
Guys.
Do not use it.
There's only a few more hits left. I think we should just...
We need to work this out now. Because we cannot work it out once we leave this place.
Well, it's just the end of the world.
If we get it in our hands, it's just a game of keep away while we make our mind up. Either way, we're going to have to get away from everyone anyway. Even if we know where we're going, we're still going to have to get away from everyone around us immediately.
Yeah, and Dashball's right. We've got probably a few minutes.
We have to help Odette in the short term. Kill everything.
Crash. Roof shatters. Starts healing back again.
Okay, then we make a pact right now that... if it happens and we are in possession of this, we run.
Does any one person have to do it? Hypothetically, could all five of us
become gods?
Well, one shared gods. I don't want to be a god, don't get me wrong, but like, could we do it in a way that it wasn't done through one person, demigods. Done through a group? Yeah.
Share the divinity.
I'm not a religious
guys,
person.
Well, let's go with that. Let's go with that.
First things first.
Because we'd all balance each other out.
We can all make sure that none of us go out of line and keeps everything exactly as it is because we're all accountable.
No, hang on. Team. If we get this weapon, we have to run first and then we decide whether or not we give it to someone. We somehow split it.
Isn't that the plan we decided on? Yeah.
No,
you disagree?
I think we need to
take it. That's the plan. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We are... making sure that
also
is the plan.
Guys,
and
let's
that
make
none
sure
of
we're
us
ready for the roof to break.
Take it.
Yep.
This brings back good memories of traveling with a party.
Where they're never ready.
That's Odette, sorry.
Yeah, that is Odette.
Okay.
They just keep talking until a bad thing happens.
Can I just confirm, though, the first priority is to make sure Odette doesn't die.
Yep.
Actually, no offense, Odette. We're going to have to also kind of do both. Because if she doesn't die and actually wins, that's also a huge problem.
Yeah, but we need to get at least 60% of everyone.
It's the follower of Tia.
You are biased in this.
Yep. You in good form or like work out much?
Shake my hand.
Okay. Paddy, no.
It's like, just twists and rips your hand off. It's like, I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty.
Wait, how much does that hurt?
Like a lot. Like it's just gushing blood. And then she just kind of puts it back on and heals you, basically.
So if we wanted to avoid that outcome,
I have another drink.
Don't shake her hand.
Could you give us the token now?
No.
You said you can't decide what you do once you leave this place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I gave you the token, gave you the Heart of Tyr, and then this place disintegrated and Tyr took control of me,
you'd instantly
I would
kill
then
us.
Kill you and okay. take it.
We just have to watch, observe, and hope for the best.
And I reckon we go for the timeshare idea. I think that was pretty solid.
I think that's fun.
What do you reckon, Patty?
I mean, yeah. I don't want to do it. I like you people. I think that you're quite amusing to listen to.
I think you're pretty great too.
Yeah, I kind of like you. We should go sailing
Let's
one
fight
day.
To the
Gwen?
End together.
Yes. What do you think about the timeshare idea? As in we all collectively share it. That way we know none of us can do anything because we'll
balance
stop
each other out.
By democracy is a good way.
We'll all become one entity.
We'll all get 20% divinity.
And we just do nothing with it. Or else the other four will kill that person. Right?
Right.
That's beat.
There's
awesome,
no
guys.
Way this would ever turn out poorly.
Yeah.
It's just mutually assured destruction.
This is
nothing changes.
This is our only option regardless.
Yeah.
This I is don't awesome. Think we get to that point.
Well, this is like if we get
not,
it.
You're right. Gwen, you're right.
On the same side
but
as Odette.
The point is we fight together and then if the worst happens... We become a god together.
Yeah, okay. You know, that's
together,
right.
everyone.
That's our plan Z.
Who are you fighting?
If everything else falls through, we just we run
the bad
with it
guys
ourselves.
That are hurting Odette.
Literally everyone, including Odette.
Well, we're going to hope that she takes out 99%
of them.
The
bad guys that are hurting Odette.
Oh, Odette, when you're out there, I know you're going to be like under mind control with Tyr or whatever, but if you could focus in on this one orc out there called Molo, is a lich. If you could do me a personal solid and just get rid of that, please.
He is a lich. So I don't know if that would help with your team.
Do you find his? Do you know where?
I think
you
could.
He still need his phylactery.
Yeah, but
right?
just so I don't get ganked by him during the oncoming battle. If you could remove him from the battle.
Yeah, you just one hit him. Honestly, just.
Patty one hit him once.
I mean, I'll say yes.
Bump into him, bit
I
die,
have no control.
So.
I know, but just like you know, as long as you think.
Unless
about
it's beneficial to me at the time.
Oh, definitely will be.
He's pretty not good to look at, so you'd want to do it. So,
all right.
I mean. I'm sorry to say this, but now that you have told me that you're interested in taking the heart, should I fall, I'm pretty sure when Tyr knows that, when he takes me over, you know how that's going to happen when the sky shatters. I might view you as enemies.
No. There's only like plan B. Oh my God, fucked.
Yeah,
but we're
but
still
up
not
to that
giving
point,
it to Tyr.
You're allies.
So it's a pretty black and white on this sort of thing. You're either
Fair
with
enough.
Them or against them.
But like, well, fun. You know, we've worked with his allies and him a bit, so I think we've developed enough rapport to sort of, you know, get us through this sticky situation.
Fingers crossed, little man. Fingers crossed.
me too.
How did this happen again? Such a lovely conversation, but it always ends with, I may have to kill you.
Just fine.
I don't
want to
kill
argument.
You.
I know it's not personal.
In fact, I'll give you things to stop you from dying.
Oh, really?
I mean, they're just going to go to the gods when the ceiling shatters.
I'll have
so
a wish blade.
She walks over. She walks over to a kind of soldier-looking guy and just kind of like just draws his sword and throws it to Patty. So that's Glimmer Ward.
It's my wish blade.
Twice a day, as a bonus action, you can become invisible as per the spell, and you have immunity to psychic damage. Ooh. You do have to be attuned to it. Weapons.
With healing.
what did you say?
Weapons with healing. Just
oh, weapons with healing.
Weapons a crossbow of healing.
Of haste.
Well, this isn't got healing, but you're a wizard, right?
That's what they call me.
You can use a dagger.
Oh, I can use more than one.
Few yeah, thousand.
Catch. She throws a dagger.
I don't catch it.
He'll first.
With
into your chest.
It just lodges in the ground at your feet. So this is the Bane Hail. It is plus two dagger. It grants plus one to your base strength score.
Mm-hmm.
Three times a long rest, you can throw the dagger at enemies. So the range is of a dagger. And all enemies within 30 feet make an intelligence saving throw or take 10d4 force damage or half on a successful save.
Will this be written to me in some regard?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
The DC is A plus your proficiency plus your intelligence modifier. The dagger will then return to your hand.
Ooh.
Sweet, bro.
Healing. All right. She walks up to a giant elephant person and kind of whispers something to them and then takes a crown off their head and it shrinks down and she goes, eeny, meeny, mo, and points at Melina and throws it to you. So the crown glows a very appealing gold color and it has little motes of light that float around it. Similar to the Dark Lady's orbiting crown. This is the Starfall crown. It grants you resistance to radiant and necrotic damage. As a bonus action, you can touch a willing target and drain them of a number of hit points up to half their hit point maximum, which can then be doubled and granted to a target within 50 feet as temporary hit points.
Okay. Double resistant to radiant now.
Well, no, you're immune now.
Brilliant.
For all them angels, we're going to fight, right?
They're gods coming after
yeah,
us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For all them angels, we're going to fight.
She pulls out a kind of a motley cloak and throws that to Dashbold.
Thanks.
It grants you the benefits of freedom of movement and gives you 10 feet bonus to your movement speed. Once per day, it allows you to cast the spell Mislead with no material components. In addition, your clothes can take on the appearance of any mundane clothing.
I'm a zebra now.
Zebras are pretty mundane.
Stripy.
A zebra onesie.
Very stripy. I've decided to become a stripy.
And Gwen,
Dashbold's a furry.
You get the Dusk Song Dragon Scale Boots.
Ooh, boots.
Three times.
Love a good pair of boots.
Per long rest. They are fabulous boots. Three times per long rest, they grant you 50 feet flight speed for an hour. They grant you resistance to fire damage. And they have 6 charges, which you can, as a bonus action, use to cast Cure Wounds.
Sorry, what were they called again?
The Dusk Song Dragon Scale Boots. They are made of bronze dragon scales.
You have send us details about this?
I can, now.
That would be amazing.
Well, I will after the session. Again, the roof cracks and thunder rings out. It's like, probably best to finish your drinks if you want.
Require a long rest.
I drink just enough to get advantage in charisma.
Check. That's probably not something I can give you because we've got maybe another minute.
Look.
Do they all require attunement? I wasn't paying attention.
Yes.
Also,
they're all very powerful items that require attunement.
Excellent.
Put that
so
in
we can't use them right now.
We must live through the apocalypse to use them.
Mamma Mina kind of holds up a finger and goes, well, it's not, I'm not going to use any of this anymore, so I guess I can use the magic from here. Yes?
She's going to destroy reality.
And she just inserts a hand into the ground as if she was a ghost and casts a spell on all of you. Warm, relaxing energy. You don't feel any pain, any anger, any negative emotions. You're not worried at all.
As you just disintegrate.
You've all had a long rest and you all have the sanctuary spell cast upon you and 15 temporary hit points.
What does the sanctuary spell do again, sir?
People will have to make a wisdom saving throw to be able to hit you the first time. Once they succeed that, then you are able to be hit as per usual. And all the grass disappears and you're now in a rocky landscape. The marquee disappears and the people who are having a party don't seem to realize that that's what's happening. And Odette looks around and says, well, it's been nice meeting you folks. Maybe if Tyr has his way, we'll meet each other in another life.
Thank you very much for the help. Please kill Molo. And it's been a real pleasure meeting you.
Yep.
Are you coming with me or am I sending you somewhere else?
Send us away.
Could you send us like a little bit away so we can get punched by a giant building?
There are 3 options. The bathhouse, the fiduciary.
What's in the fiduciary again? I'm trying to remember.
A dragon, I think.
No, it's monkeys, isn't it? Isn't it giant apes?
There is both a dragon and giant apes.
Is this a good dragon or a bad dragon?
It's a good dragon.
You only know that it's a dragon.
It's not our dragon, so it's a bad
dragon.
Wasn't
it metallic? You'll see it.
You don't know.
Metallic.
And where else?
Oh, fuck that shit.
Here, the fiduciary.
The bathhouse.
You said 3 options.
Oh, then you stick with me. I don't know where I'm going. Sorry.
Oh, so you're not going to just appear from outside of here? You're
well,
make
I think
sense?
We agreed we were going to help her.
I still feel like sticking with Odette and helping her to survive.
No, that's what we agreed to do.
She will throw a hammer down.
She did
say
there's like a 50% chance she could turn around and kill us straight away.
Tia knows that we're like, you know, tiny compared to her.
I mean, that's the gamble you're making.
Dashbold.
If you think that Tia will trust that you're on his side.
I am on Tia's side.
Everything we've spoken about planning wise.
There is a chance that Odette will not view you as a threat.
We can't take that chance.
No, with her.
We can get to her in the city if we need to. But
if we go bathhouse, we're going to be crushed to death by that thing punching through the second the shield's gone. If we go fiduciary with dragons and giant monkeys, which is fucked, we should just go with Odette because at least we know 100% what the threat is and we can just
She's
run.
Going to unleash on the bad guys.
I will say, if you go with Odette, which I'm not trying to dissuade you from, but you know that she is literally going to be fighting everything. That's She's true. Going to be the sole point of attack for pretty much everything that's attacking the city.
How far is the fiduciary from here?
Half the city away.
That feels like it'd be a lot safer than right here.
Because the fiduciary is inside the trader circle, guys, which is right next to the trader's tower.
I just realized if we go with the debt, it'll probably be a skill challenge.
Yeah, let's go to the fiduciary.
Yeah,
fight some
sounds
monkeys.
Like great fun.
Let's stay with the debt.
Says the skill monkey.
Fiduciary.
We get half a city away, so we'll be out of the main fray of the fight. And isn't the fiduciary, what's that near?
In the trader's tower.
And that's where all the people are being captured, right now?
Yes.
Let's go save those people.
Also, the fiduciary is the main base for the Mad Hand.
Well, let's fucking take him down. Odette will be over here distracting him, and we'll just be bam on the front door. Fuck him. Right?
James seems excited.
Well, they won't see it coming because they'll be so busy over here with Odette.
Not the worst
released.
All right.
Odette says, just like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ask an inflammatory question. Now, this is a technique that has worked for parties that I've been a part of for hundreds of years. Let's just do a vote. Who here votes for the bathhouse?
No one votes
for the bathhouse. Who here votes for the fiduciary?
James's hand is up. Just James.
James and Melina, and who here votes to stick with me?
Mm. All right.
Is that your tier hand?
Skill challenge?
No.
You voted for the skill challenge.
I'm role playing. It's gonna be DC 28. We're fucked.
I'll be honest. James's best hope is a skill challenge because he can't be one shot in a skill challenge. So it's probably okay.
See, I get to go for you, so I just dimension door away and use I can't.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
He's like, well, it was nice meeting you. Claps James on the shoulder.
Not too hard.
Shakes.
What do you mean it was nice meeting me?
You said that to her.
Shakes Gwen's hand. Says, let's hope I see you again.
High fives, Dashbold.
And she looks at the sky as you see an impact. The sky shatters. White rainbow light as you feel yourself catapulted away from wherever you were. And we'll stop it there. Is where we will leave our marshals this week. Join us next week to see exactly where Odette Longshank is going and where she is taking our marshals. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art, also to Tabletop Audio and BattleBards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you would like to support the podcast, it is as easy as following us on Facebook, following us on Twitter. You can find us online at thatsnotcanon.com, and there you will also find all of the other great podcasts that both myself and a number of the players also produce. So please go there, and as always, if you do have a couple of extra dollars, our Patreon is always accepting donations. As always, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
Guys. No, we'll broke for peace. Maybe there's still a chance they'll listen.
Fire every missile we have at that godforsaken mothership, and pray to God that it works.
No, none of these ideas are going to work. I've got it. What we need to do is tell every citizen to leave their homes naked and just tell them to have sex with toasters in the street. The aliens will be so confused, they'll just sod off.
If you'd like to see the alternate takes on political issues ranging from big to small, subscribe to A New World Order podcast at www.thatsnotcanonproductions.com/A New World Order.